Morning watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 8. Fully accomplish your ministry. Wednesday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 3. 1-9. Are we beginning again to commend ourselves? Or do we need, as some do, letters of commendation to you or from you? You are our letter, inscribed in our hearts, known and read by all men. Since you are being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, ministered by us, inscribed not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in tablets of hearts of flesh. And such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant. Ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Moreover, if the ministry of death, engraved in stone in letters, came about in glory, so that the sons of Israel were not able to gaze at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, a glory which was being done away with, how shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. 1 Timothy 1:12. I give thanks to him who empowers me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that he has counted me faithful, appointing me to the ministry. Related reading. The ministry in the New Testament economy is a corporate ministry, a ministry that includes thousands of gifted people. In 2 Corinthians 4:1, Paul does not say, "I have this ministry," or "we have these ministries." He says, "having this ministry." Paul, his co-workers, and the other apostles all had this ministry, the one ministry in the New Testament. The ministry is the service. All the ministers are the serving ones carrying out this service. The many ministers do not have many services, but one service, one ministry. In 1 Timothy 1:12, Paul does not say, "He appointed me to my ministry." He says that the Lord appointed him to the one unique corporate New Testament ministry. We all need to praise the Lord that by his mercy and grace, he has appointed us to the corporate ministry that builds up the body of Christ. The ministry denotes the unique New Covenant ministry for the building up of one building, the body of Christ. And this ministry is the unique service of thousands of New Testament ministers. Every member of the body of Christ has a part of this ministry. Although every believer has a part of the ministry, their parts are not separate ministries, but are only parts of the one ministry. The carrying out of God's new covenant requires only one ministry. If there is more than one ministry, trouble will result. By letter, in 2 Corinthians 3:6, Paul means the written code of the law. The Spirit is the Spirit of the living God, with whom the apostle ministers Christ into the believers. The apostolic ministry for the New Testament is not of dead letters like the Mosaic ministry for the Old Testament, but of the living Spirit who gives life. The letter that kills is the letter of the law, which only requires of man, but is unable to supply man with life. The Spirit, who is the ultimate expression of the process triune God, imparts the divine life, even God Himself, into the apostles and all other believers, making them ministers of a new covenant, the covenant of life. Hence, their ministry is one constituted of the triune God, of life, by His life-giving Spirit. The Spirit who works in the believers is the Spirit of the new covenant ministry that gives life. Within life, there are many elements. The Spirit not only transforms us, but also constitutes the New Testament ministry. Hence, the New Testament ministry is one with the transforming Spirit, and this ministry is a transforming ministry. Paul's ministry was constituted of and with the transforming Spirit. When Paul was ministering, the transforming Spirit was working in the saints. Today, when we listen to a person who's speaking, is the New Testament ministry, the Spirit works in us to transform us as the divine element is being dispensed into our being by the Spirit. This is the Spirit as the element that makes us sufficient ministers of the new covenant. We should not think that only the apostles are sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. We all are ministering ones, and God has made us competent to minister. God has made us competent ministers, not of a covenant of letters, but of a covenant of the Spirit. Therefore, whatever we preach or teach should be a word constituted of the Spirit.